Grace and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So who's excited to hear a Thanksgiving sermon? Woohoo! Yeah! Thanksgiving this and Thanksgiving that, and let's thank God for this and for that, and awesome. Oh, I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. Give thanks. Of course you say. That's what we're here for. But how hard that is, isn't it? How often we forget, or at least society forgets. I mean, we're here. I'm going to give you credit for this one. But why don't we give thanks? Why don't we give thanks every single day, every single moment, every single second for what God has done, is doing, and will do for you and for your family and for this country and for the world? Oh, we are great. We are so good at asking for God's divine action. But not always for remembering that it is God who has done it, and thanking Him. Maybe that's why the Bible is filled with the word remember, as I said in a sermon a couple weeks ago. Remember, O Israel, the covenant that I gave to you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and I brought you into a land of freedom. Remember, Jesus said, I will be with you to the end of the age. Do we forget? Maybe it's our egos. We think very highly of ourselves. Sometimes we can be a little too self-centered or self-serving. I know I can be that way. Martin Luther, writing a description about the first article of the creed, I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. I knew I was going to get it at some point. Luther says in his catechism that we sometimes forget. We stalk about proudly, he says, act defiantly and boast as though we had life, we had riches and power and honor of ourselves, so that others must fear and serve us, as is the practice of the wretched, perverse world, which is drowned in blindness and abuses all the good things and gifts of God only for its own pride, avarice, lust, and luxury, never once regards God so as to thank Him and acknowledge Him as Lord and Creator. This is before the me generation. We think it's all about us. And it's to our own benefit because of our hard work. We deserve it. Or maybe it's just a choice we make. A life choice. That's probably why the Apostle Paul says, urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Even people you don't like. Even if you don't feel like it. At the end of our liturgy, we're going to sing a hymn, Now We Thank All Our God. It was written during the 30 Years' War, which primarily was fought in Germany in the early 1600s. It was primarily a religious war between the Protestants in the north and the Roman Catholics in the south. Basically, the armies went back and forth across Germany, destroying and killing much of the population of Germany in those days. The author of this particular hymn is a Lutheran pastor named Martin Rinkhart. He served in the parish of Ellensburg in Saxony, Germany. The war ravaged around this walled city. Refugees from the countryside streamed in. And the population became so crowded that it didn't take long for famine to break out in the region. And then the bubonic plague hit, the black plague that you probably heard so much about. In 1 year in this town, there were 4,500 funerals, including Pastor Rinkhart's wife. At times, he was doing 40 funerals a day. I can't even imagine that. I know around here with our pastors, when we have, you know, four in a week, we're pulling our hair out. Just look at Pastor Brock. If you weren't sitting there, I wouldn't have done that. Pastor Rinkhart didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice over the war that was raging around him. He didn't have a choice about the violence that was taking place. He didn't have a choice of having to care for all of the displaced people or the starvation that he saw before him. He didn't have a choice when the disease came into his beloved town and killed friends and family and so many of his parishioners. He could have wallowed in the pain. He could have grumbled and complained. He could have screamed at God and all of the princes that caused this devastating war. He could have lost faith. He could have given up. Instead, he responded with a song of thanksgiving. He made a choice to praise and thank God in the midst of all of the devastation that he had seen and experienced. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us and keep us in all grace and guide us when perplexed and free us from all harm in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and Spirit blessed, who reign in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore. For thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. Pastor Rinkhart experienced the joy of a thankful heart. And he realized that it was through gratitude, through giving thanks to God, that would bring healing to his heart and the world that he had experienced. It was gratitude that was going to be the antidote to this world of pain and suffering, to the hardship and the turmoil that he had seen, to the disappointments and the regrets that he had experienced in life. He understood that the only thing that overcomes darkness is light. the light of Christ. Thanksgiving is a little miracle that each one of us can participate in. It's a choice. In spite of whatever we see going on in the world, to give thanks. And God gives us reminders for that, just in case we were to forget. The mothers and fathers in faith, trusting and following God. The prophets who proclaimed God's presence and restoration after the people had sinned. The psalmists who sing songs for returning exiles coming home to Jerusalem after 80 plus years in slavery. St. Paul encouraging Christians to offer prayers of thanksgiving for both Christians and non-Christians so that all may experience faith and truth. And Jesus reminding us to be grateful, to be thankful for the little things. Because in doing so, we will see the value that God has for each one of us as we are offered the kingdom of God. Give thanks tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. May you remember the love and mercy and grace of God this year. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.